Hello and welcome to Up the Villa podcast. Our coverage of, well, the build-up to the World Cup. It might not last very long the way we're going, but we're here to give our reaction to England's dismal display in Milan against Italy. Italy 1, England 0. I was pretty trying to be optimistic before the game in the preview. You know, I was trying to just have a bit of faith and not try and get onto that sort of negativity trail too early. But, well, what's going on, man? I've seen enough with England now with this Southgate system. He started Bellingham, which was really good. I was buzzing to see Bellingham start. Maguire was back in the squad. We went with three at the back, with wing backs, with two in midfield, Bellingham and Rice. Sort of like a front three-ish of Foden, Sterling and Kane. And it was just same old England, wasn't it? It was a lack of rhythm, a lack of tempo, a lack of idea, a lack of unity, a lack of teamwork, a lack of... just a lack of know-how on the pitch of, like, where everybody should be and, like, just giving the ball into, like, awkward areas, bad moments to give the ball to an opposition player, to one of our players. It was just a standard England performance. If any of you haven't watched the game, just think back of how England have been playing recently and you won't have to watch it because it was just more of the same. You know, I wanted to think, right, we've got two games to go before the World Cup, our warm-up games before the World Cup. Let's get some rhythm. Let's get a bit of momentum. And no. I mean, you know it's bad when your national team has even been relegated. I don't think we've ever been relegated before. But Justin, come on, what are you saying? I know you're not a Southgate fan anyway.
I'd love to say I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised at all. Everything in that game is exactly what I expect from this England team, exactly what I expect from a Gareth Southgate team. It's just boring. It's boring. He doesn't put any... There's no urgency. There's no desire. There's no exuberance. They don't want to go forward. They don't want to excite anybody. They don't want to attack. They just want to sit back. I mean, five at the back and two holding midfielders is... it's just a disgrace playing that for England. I'm sorry. It is. That's seven defensive players.
But you know, you've just alluded to something that I just want to pick up on. To me, it looks like those players that go out on that pitch don't want to do anything wrong. And that's what I feel. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, this is a problem with Southgate and has been for a long time. The way he wants to play... it's like they're going out in straitjackets. None of them can express them. He doesn't want players to express themselves. He wants players to sit in a rigid formation and stick to the game plan. Stick to the game plan, lads. But what is the game plan? To bore the opposition to death and hopefully they'll all fall asleep or we'll nick through and get a goal. It's terrible. It's mind-numbingly boring. It's excruciating to watch. It's embarrassing now. That's five games without a win. That's the first time that's happened since 2014. It's hundreds and hundreds of minutes since we last scored a goal in open play. Something like 470 or 80 minutes now since we last scored a goal in open play. It's just the wrong man for the job. You know, he's playing players that can't even get in the club side, which goes against everything that he said when he came in, against what was... half an Italian side tonight. It wasn't even their first 11. You know, that was half a team for them tonight. And they strolled around. I mean, fair play, cracking goal, took it really well.
Yeah, it was a great goal, weren't it? That touch.
You know when he did that touch? Sublime.
I just thought, you know what? He's going to score this after that touch.
You can't take anything away from the goal. It was a phenomenal touch. Lovely turn inside and a lovely finish into the right-hand side of the net. And then Southgate then panics, doesn't he, like he has done since, I don't know, I can't remember now, years and years since he's been manager. plan A is out the window. We've gone behind. So plan B is try and chuck a few people on and see what will change. And fair play to Jack. I thought he came on and he changed the game a little bit. He did try and run at teams. He looked bright. He looked lively. Everything he's not been for Man City, really, since he signed for City. He tried to take people on. He tried to win fouls. He tried to draw players towards him to open up space for other players. And it did help. I thought Bellingham looked great. But I'm sorry, we will win. I stand by this. I said this after the World Cup. We will win nothing with Gareth Southgate. And how we got to the final of the Euros, I don't know. Because because we had good draws and we've got a good group, to be fair.
About that is the Euros, we were playing a little bit better than this. We were slightly expressing ourselves on the ball a little bit more. So I want to just...
But even then, sorry, Luke, even then, he still were playing with a handbrake on. When we had a team full of players that were in good form, he still wanted to keep it tight. He still wanted to do all the things that are frustrating the hell out of everybody. And if he could just let that handbrake off and allow them to express themselves, at that level, they shouldn't need much coaching. You're talking the elite of the elite when you're internationals. They shouldn't need much coaching. It should be man management at that level. It should be just coaxing the best out of them, finding a formation that works, entertaining people. And we're not doing it. And I fear for us in the World Cup, I fear that we're going to be embarrassed at the World Cup unless something changes.
I think we're in for a tough one. But I just want to try and share with you England's tactics. I mean, I'm no tactician, but I'll try my best here, right? So this is the average positions for the game that you've just watched against Italy. Now, England are playing with what should be a 3 at the back. It shouldn't be classed as a 5 at the back. But what is happening, we are playing with a 5 at the back. And I'll show you why. What I think is happening is you've got Saka, who is over here, right? So you've got Saka here, right, who keeps giving the ball away. You've got James that's playing in that area there, right? Now, our out ball should be going out wide. These two should be offering England's width on this football pitch, which would allow the balls to go into those types of areas and get them in dangerous crossing areas. But it's just simply not happening. What's happening is when Saka gets the ball, James gets the ball, they're passing it backwards to the defenders. Every time Rice gets the ball, he's passing it back to a defender, which then allows Italy to press. And when they're pressing on us, our out ball is to go long, but we don't have anybody up there that's going to hold the ball. We're just like lumping it forward. And it's not Foden's game and it's not Sterling's game to be holding those balls that are just lumped forward. So it just comes straight back at us. The amount times that I was watching us and we do that little sort of like pass back to a centre-back and then we just under pressure all the time. There's no out ball, so I can't tell you how we're trying to attack because the two out wide who meant to be your width aren't offering any width. Then you've got isolated Foden and Sterling. Rice is so deep. You know, Bellingham tries to break through a channel, but then it's just there's no like there's no one like backing him up. He's just running into like a dead end all the time. And time again, that is what we were doing. And I just don't get it. I don't understand what they're trying to do. I mean, is that how you saw it, Justin? Because what I've just explained is what I've just watched for 90 minutes.
Yeah, I thought I was watching Gary Neville there on Monday Night Football with his little tactics board. I totally agree. I think the problem is because he doesn't want to play an expressive, expansive game, I totally agree with you. By just continually, it's so boring to watch like your two defensive midfielders knocking it back to your centre halves. Then it'll go out to the left back, come back to the centre half, go out to the right back, come back to the centre half. All that does is allow the opposition to reset and to get the shape better. Whereas if you played a more expansive, higher press with your better players, more of your better players in offensive positions, then you're giving them so much to think about that you know, you can break the lines, you can find space, you can get the ball over the top, you can work the channels, all the things that hopefully leads to chances and goals. So for me, you play a back four. We've got a very good back four. You know, England play some really good players, some really good defensive players. You can play either one in Rice and Bellingham next to him. So you're not, although they're playing in two sixes, Bellingham is such a good player. He can get forward and back. He's got such a good engine on him. He's such a good footballer that it's not like playing Rice and Calvin Phillips that we had at the Euros and the World Cup, because they're two, what you class as sick, proper sixes, where they're not offensively that good. But with Bellingham, you get everything. He's the total package in midfield. So you're not wasting a holding midfielder. So although he's playing there, he gives you the engine to get up and down. That would then release you to play three, where we are totally overloaded with quality, which is your attacking midfielders. You can play any three of them. You've got Foden, you've got Grealish, you've got Saka, you've got Sterling, you've got Mount, you've got, you know, there's tons of them. That can all, whoever's in the best form, or you just swap and change them, substitutions, whatever, you flood that area with your quality. And we know we've got one of the world's best strikers up front anyway, that if you give him chances, he'll score goals. You know, 16, his last 16 internationals. He's a world-class striker, the one probably world-class player we've got in our ranks. But he's not getting the service. He's just standing up front and he's been bored to tears watching his teammates just hold on to the ball to do what? What are you gaining from it? Now, Man City, you can argue Man City play that way, where they hold on to the ball, but they're always looking to go forward. They're always looking to try and break the lines. They're always looking to create chances. They do it in the final third. We do it in our defensive third, and it's utterly pointless because you're not going anywhere. And eventually, like has happened a lot over the last 5, 6, 7 games and probably the last 2 years, is the opposition eventually find a way to score. And when that happens, it's like, oh shit, what do we do now? Let's just chuck a few players on. We looked immeasurably better when we went one down and he went back to a back four and he put a couple of more offensive players on. Immediately. Now, why can't you start like that? That's my argument. Start like that. Start with your best players. Start with an intent to win the game.
He could actually play sort of the way he wants to play with a 4-3-2-1, right?
Exactly, because
what you could say with the three midfield, you could allow Rice to come and go into like a centre back sort of position and come and pick up the ball. But
he naturally does that, doesn't he, Rice?
Yeah.
If you've got a back four, exactly what you're saying, and you're playing two offensive fullbacks like a James or a Shaw that can get forward, then his game is to think, right, I'll drop in now. He's got a very good footballing brain, hasn't he, Declan Rice? So he would sit back in and help the back four out. As much as Bellingham can get forward, Rice can do it back. So they complement each other extremely well in that role. But the problem is we have a manager that doesn't seem to want to win a game of football. He's scared of losing it instead of being brave to try and win one. And I'd much rather lose a game trying to win it lose a game trying to win it, then just sit back and lose by trying not to lose.
Yeah, and the thing is now, he's persisted with this formation. This is his go-to formation. You know, we were laughing and joking the other day when we saw the squad and we've got seven fullbacks. Well, tonight he's played his left fullback. It's not even a fullback. He's put Saka as fullback.
I mean, how often does he do that?
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
And the problem he's got now as well is by going against what he said, by playing players that are out of form that aren't playing for their club team, that's okay if you're winning games, because you can turn around and go, yes, they're not playing for their clubs, but I know they're good enough for me and we're winning. And you can't argue with that, can you? If we'd have won 2-0 tonight and kept a clean sheet, then whatever anybody says about Harry Maguire, Southgate could just say, but we kept a clean sheet away at Italy and we won the game. And everyone would go, yeah, okay, I can't argue with that, Gareth. But by losing and consistently losing, the pressure's just going to get worse and worse. And he's got one guy. I mean, we can't fire him. I would fire him. I honestly would fire him. I would fire him tonight if I could. But they're not going to fire him with one game left before a World Cup. But I think we'd have a better chance with you and me in charge.
Well, after that little tactics board I've just done, get me in. So in our Nations League group tonight, Germany have lost to Hungary. So Hungary have absolutely...
I'll tell you what, you've got to...
this group.
They are fantastic at the moment. They're in a purple patch.
They've absolutely smashed it. And then we'll rewind to then the other night. Water is wet and John McGinn scores for Scotland. So,
It's the age-old thing for John McGinn, and it's trying to get him into the same positions he gets into Scotland for Villa, because he's such a threat for Scotland. He looks a different player for Scotland, doesn't he? Whether he just gets less, he's got not as much pressure on him when he's playing for Scotland. I don't know what it is, but that's the player we want to see at Villa, isn't it? Week in, week out. But fair play to him.
Yeah, absolutely smashed it. Right, then we'll leave it there. That was our match reaction.
Italy
won, England 0. We will do a preview. We'll do a preview for England v Germany. So we will say no more. We'll be back the weekend as well then. So thanks for watching. And don't know whether it is coming home this time. But cheers everyone for watching.
Up the Villa.